This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been 110 days today since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. And along with the huge and devastating personal and human impact of that storm, the wrecked infrastructure on that island, the Associated Press reports more than 40% of the island's power customers are still without electricity. That impact is starting to be felt in the wider American economy, specifically here in flu season, in medical devices, in particular intravenous drip bags, IV bags as you know them, a big chunk of which are manufactured in Puerto Rico. Stephanie Armour wrote about the shortage for the Wall Street Journal today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
One of the people you talked to for this article said that this shortage of IV bags is a public health crisis. That sounds ominous.
It is. And in fact, I've heard from a number of individuals at hospitals just since our story ran who are echoing the same concern. You know, this is a shortage of these IV saline bags that has been around for a while. But the real concern is we're hitting the flu season and some hospitals really only have a day or two of supplies.
As opposed to what kind of supply when they're, you know, normally up and running?
4 to 5 days. And hospitals go through, you know, a large hospital can go through 1,000 or more of these bags in a day. So, you know, they're used for hydration, for mixing drugs that patients may get. And so a number of hospitals I've spoken to are concerned that the continuing shortage is really hitting at a bad time right now.
Tell me about this company, Baxter International, and its production facilities on Puerto Rico, which are still not up and running after Hurricane Maria.
Well, actually, they are up and running,
okay.
But the problem is that the power grid is unstable. So the FDA has described them, the production, as in a fragile state. So they are confident that they are going to be, you know, getting up and ramping up. But the problem is, the hospitals are already at such a shortage that they're concerned it's going to take really until March or so until they have back to their full supply that they need.
What do hospitals do if they haven't got the IV bags and people need the drugs?
That's a good question. I talked to a number of hospitals and they're all looking at various things. Some have tried to use empty bags. Some are looking at potentially postponing elective surgeries.
Wow.
And one hospital is actually looking at going back to glass bottles, which were, you know, back in the 1960s.
Wow. Also, you write having nurses just stand there and do the intravenous thing manually.
Right. This is called an IV push. And what they do is they put the drugs in a syringe and slowly inject it into the patient. But this can have more side effects. Typically, drugs are diluted in the saline bags and then administered over a period of time. So it can cause more itching or other sorts of problems for patients that way.
Any guesses as to when things will be back to normal, just in terms of the IV bag supply?
You know, they're hoping to ramp up, but the hospitals that I've spoken to said that they've kind of been hearing this before, and they're a little skeptical in terms of how quickly it will happen. Their big concern is this flu season is expected to be significantly more severe than others in the past. So they're kind of concerned about making sure they have adequate supply, especially in areas that may be more hard hit.
Stephanie Armour, writing for the Wall Street Journal on health policy. Stephanie, thanks a lot.
Oh, sure. Thank you.